I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a fall evening outside. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is my go-to. They've got everything. Whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoints. Cigars International is the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International also offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping, their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence, knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. They got great relationships with their vendors that help provide great low prices. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International's make it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. It's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they are giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. That is CigarsInternational.com and use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout for 20% off $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want to explore something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the NFL Prediction Show, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Along with D'Anthony, we're joined by Derek Wolf, host of Wolf Untamed. Derek, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. It was a good week for football. It was fun to watch this week. There was some ass whippings that went down, but for the most part, it was a lot of good games, a lot of close, tight games.
Derek, it was not only a good week for football, it was a good week for America. Where were you when Donald John Trump was reelected?
I was sitting at home, just hanging out.
Is he frozen already?
Yeah, he's frozen already. He's fine, dude. He's fine. He's like a young Han Solo, dude. I love it. There it is. He's back.
I go in and out of it. It's got to be my Wi-Fi. I'm going to get a booster down here this week. So,
yeah, get a booster, dude. I heard you're double boosted.
Never. Down there.
What?
Not a fucking chance.
That made his wife laugh. So that's good.
He was actually in bed. He had way too much cough syrup and went to bed early and missed the whole thing.
Oh, really?
You were out, dude.
You were robo tripping.
We were live on stage giving it our goddamn all for the nation for 6.5 hours. And he's robo tripping in bed, dude. Like fucking Biden from 2019. Wow. Look at you, Derek. You son of a bitch. Thank you for that, Mrs. Wolf. We don't like lies on this show. We don't like liars. And we appreciate it. What happened, Derek? Sorry, I couldn't hear you beyond the lies. Did you choke on your own lies? That's what happens.
No, I said I told you asked me what I was doing. I said I was chilling, and that's what I did. I just fucking chilled. Just hung out.
Sure. I used to do that as a baby, too, with Benadryl and children's chewy Tylenol. All right, kids. You listen to the show every single week. We'll go over last week's hits and misses before we make our predictions for this week. D'Anthony, first game was amazing on Thursday nights. Bengals versus Ravens there came down to the last possession, and the Bengals needed this one, in my opinion. They're 4-6. Ravens are now 7-3 after a rough start there. They're back probably in the number two spot right now. In the AFC, obviously, the Chiefs are undefeated. They've got the Bengals have the Chargers, Steelers, Cowboys, Titans, Browns, Broncos, and then Steelers again.
They'll win some of those. They'll win one of the Pittsburgh games, and obviously Browns and probably Tennessee, but they're not going to make the playoffs.
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs either unless the Steelers don't care at the end and they're able to give them that game. So probably beat the Broncos, Browns, Titans, and Cowboys.
They're not going to beat the Broncos.
Yeah, they're going to beat the Broncos. Derek, we'll get to that this week. But was this a must-win game for the Bengals, and do you think they can make the playoffs?
I think it was definitely a must-win, and they definitely are not going to make the playoffs. There's no, because Pittsburgh's too good. There's going to be two teams from the AFC North. It's going to be Baltimore and Pittsburgh, obviously.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, the other part of this is, what do you do with the Bengals now in the offseason? I don't think they signed Ja'Marr Chase. I believe that he was the only wide receiver that was left, big one, that was left unsigned right before the season. Clearly, he's going to be pissed off. He's had yet another great year, and CeeDee Lamb and all those other guys got paid. So what do you do with his team then, Derek?
Don't make the same mistake that Dallas made. Mm-hmm. You invest in your offense line.
So
Joe Burrow with a good, with an elite, if you give Joe Burrow the Detroit Lions offensive line, could you imagine?
Yeah, I don't think he needs Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and an assortment of other guys if he has a great offensive line. I mean, look at the difference between Mahomes with great receivers and no offensive line versus okay receivers and a great offensive line. It's night and day. Like, one of them was clearly better. And Cincinnati has not done that since Joe Burrow's been in the league.
No. And it's just, look, it's tough with a generational receiver like that. I mean, Chase had 11 receptions, 264 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Derek, how do you give that guy up?
You shouldn't give him up. That's not what I'm saying.
No, I'm not saying give him, don't make the mistake of not just to, they wasted all that time. Instead of just paying CeeDee Lamb or letting him walk and then focusing on getting offensive linemen in the offseason.
Yeah.
They wasted all that time and then waited all the way to the end and signed a receiver, and then they signed their quarterback, and they're both shit. Because they don't have an offensive line.
Yeah, and it's a shame because this team could fucking compete for a Super Bowl, for Christ's sakes, if they did. But they're not. Next up, neither of these teams will be competing for a Super Bowl, probably in our lifetime. This is Giants versus Panthers. This was in Germany. Send our best and brightest over there for an awful, awful football game. Went into overtime, and I guess that's something for the people that actually paid money to see this in real life. But it was Panthers 20-17 on that. No need for any discussion on it.
Well, did you listen to the German broadcasting? It's phenomenal.
Man, I don't. I can't listen to German too much because I get riled up.
Yeah,
I start hearing some gang, 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 and I'm like, let's get him.
Yeah,
who, I don't know who it is. Let's get him.
He's back in it, Derek. Yeah. You know, he's the third from the Reich in that line. So. It's a fun joke we like to play on this show, but anything in German gets him too juiced up. Where did you hear the German broadcast?
It was on Instagram.
Oh shit!
Did they call it like a soccer match or what?
I don't know, but they were so jazzed up about Bryce Young.
Germans juiced up about a black dude.
Yeah,
maybe it reminded them of Jesse Owens in 36 or 34, maybe. Or whatever year it was, 36.
Maybe. Derek, we're doing a huge promotion here for this Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight that's coming up with my bookie. We're giving away a signed boxing glove, and they announced the announcers last night. It's actually those British soccer announcers that are doing the thing.
Yeah, they did it. They did some other event. I don't remember what it was, but it was a non-soccer event. I think it was baseball, actually.
Okay.
And everybody fucking loved the way they called it. I think it was, Bob, do you remember?
It's a woman. One of them's a woman. Yeah, and
it was like a World Baseball Classic game last year, I think.
In German?
No. In English. It was people from London.
They have a London series every year.
Yeah. No, but I'm talking about
the broadcasting team.
I don't remember the one with the woman. I think there was one this spring, but I think there was one with a woman last year for the World Baseball Classic.
Okay, she crushed, and apparently she's been doing these things globally now, and has developed a huge following.
That'll be fun.
The reason why I bring this up, Bob, with Derek on the thing, can you play an Instagram clip by any chance?
Yeah.
Okay, go to Jake Paul's Instagram. Whoever cut this promo for Netflix deserves a raise, and it's one of the funniest things I've ever heard because I was wondering about it as well. Let's see. It's a video.
Probably not the rooster one. There's this one with him.
Is it recent?
Yeah, they're all pretty recent. Yep,
that's it right there. Okay. Yeah, Netflix tagged in it. Okay, go ahead and play this. And Derek, all you need to do is listen to it, by the way. Stay till the end.
Did you ask for my fight on pay-per-view?
Tell me you still don't have a big-ass cable box, too.
My fight with Jake Paul is coming in next day. Not pay-per-view.
Watch me whoop Iron Mike's ass only on Netflix.
Watch me knock out this YouTuber only on Netflix. Netflix. You have to take it the way I fucking say it, okay?
Oh, man, he's funny.
And that was from Netflix. They released that clip, dude. I mean, genius. The hardest thing to do, the word to pronounce for a person with a lisp, is probably Netflix. And I was waiting for him to say it, and I was like, man, I wonder if they'll just give that line to Jake instead of him. And then they fucking made him say it, and he goes, just do it the way I fucking
say it. I'm sure
they
had them both record the entire thing, and they just pulled the best clips from each one.
Oh, my God.
And you knew that it was going to make him mad, too.
Oh, he's so pissed off about it. Really, really fucking funny. Who you got in that fight, by the way, Derek?
Did you see where Tyson was like, you know what? I was just enjoying my life. And then this fucking kid comes along, starts talking shit. And he's like, now I'm going to go fucking teach him a lesson. I think if Jake Paul runs around and he's going to wear him out, you know, just because of the age. But if he stands in there and boxes, he's going to get fucked up by Tyson. Tyson is the best to ever fucking do it. You know, when it comes to knocking people out. At the heavyweight position, I mean, I don't know, man. I would not want to get in there. But Jake Paul he takes this shit serious, and he has already called Canelo out because he wants that cruiserweight title belt. So I wouldn't bet against Paul because every time you bet against him, you get fucked. You know?
Yeah, and for me on this show, I've bet on him every single time. However, I'm betting against him, and I actually made this bet last night after I finished the Netflix series. They did that. Remember, Dan, when we were growing up with like HBO and like Showtime, where they would do like a 3-week series, kind of get you hyped up for the fight and all that other stuff, like behind the scenes and training and everything else.
They've done it a couple of times. In addition to that, one I don't remember which one, but one of the Lennox Lewis fights they did it, and then more recently for Conor Khabib, they had like a stretch, and then they did it for him and Diaz too, right? Conor and Diaz. Yep. It was like a 3-week whole thing. So, I mean, it's entertaining. If you know that you have the audience for it already, you may as well play it up as much as you can.
Here's why I bet Tyson after watching it. And Delco, I really implore you to watch it. It's free on Netflix. Jake Paul has put on like 35 pounds worth of weight to try to get up to where Mike Tyson is. He looks at like not fat, because I don't want to say he's fat, but he walks around at like 200, 195-ish, and like he looks big, and he looks very fucking slow.
Well, I mean, when you gain weight, you're going to gain fat no matter what.
But I think that for that reason, I don't think he's going to be able to run around the ring like he wants to and hide the whole time, because I think he'll get gassed because he's so much fucking bigger than he ever has been. And it's not like I've seen the YouTube stunts and all that other shit. It's not that. I mean, they've got him without his shirt on training for most of the series because it's Netflix and it's serious. But I was surprised at how big he actually was. And I don't know how he runs around like that.
I think,
Derek,
it's an adjustment. I don't know if it's going to be a problem for him a year or two from now to run around. But right now, right after putting on that much mass, it might be a little bit. Like your legs just aren't used to it.
25 pounds minimum. Go grab a 25-pound dumbbell and carry that around.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. You're putting on that much muscle. And that, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to feel it. And you have to, it takes more oxygen. You have to get more oxygen to your muscles, which means you're breathing heavier. So, yeah, I would watch this tight because I think that Tyson's going to fuck him up. I think that they're going to get in there and Tyson is going to hit him with that fucking uppercut. You know how he fucking bobs and weaves in there and then uppercuts?
Yep.
He's going to hit him with that and he's going to hit him with a hook that he's going to be like, oh fuck, I'm in here with Mike Tyson. And then he's going to be, and I think we're going to see, I think we could see somebody get knocked out, but we're not, I don't think we're going to see Tyson get knocked.
I agree. And I took the knockout. The rounds aren't up yet on my bookie. So I'm going three. I'm going to sprinkle 2 and 3 on Friday when those are released. But the rest of the fight has already been bet.
How many rounds are they going to do?
Eight rounds. Eight 2-minute rounds.
I was listening to Rogan the other day, and he was talking about these old school boxing matches that would go for like 170 rounds.
Yeah, Chuck Liddell actually did one in MMA. How long did he say he fought consecutively? Wasn't it like fucking 38 minutes straight?
Yeah, it was like 35 to 45 minutes, somewhere in there.
Straight,
so
no
breaks. The original UFC's 1 through like 20 or something like that, it was no weight classes, and I think it was unlimited time. You fought until somebody won.
Yeah, that's how the old boxing matches used to be.
That's wild.
Round would stop whenever somebody hit the ground. So if somebody fell and dropped, that was a round. Like the longest, it's like 700 rounds. It was like a 7-hour fight.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It was like old school, like bare knuckle,
put up your dukes,
crazy shit. Yeah. Yeah. All right. The next game wasn't that either. There's no putting up your dukes, Patriots versus Bears here. 19-3. Bears fired their offensive coordinator. Obviously, he's been seen on the sidelines fighting with Caleb Williams throughout the season. Does this even matter, Derek?
Why the he's a fucking rookie. This makes me crazy. When you're putting so much on a rookie quarterback that you'll fire the offensive coordinator because that rookie won't fucking do what the coach is telling him to do. You're a rookie. You shut your fucking mouth and do what you're told. That's what you do as a rookie. That's the problem with all this NIL bullshit. They come in the league and already think that they've established themselves. This guy's a fucking turd.
Yeah, and I mean, he asked for ownership in the team.
He can't read progressions. That's it. You've got, on a 3 and 5 step drop, you've got somewhere between 1 and 2.5 seconds to read your progressions and get the fucking ball out.
2.5 seconds is generous, too. Like, if you have a good line.
A 5 or 7, you've got 2.5. I'll say that.
Be out in 3 seconds.
Yeah, you want the ball out in 3 seconds no matter what, even if it's 7, to be honest. You want it out in 3 seconds. Caleb Williams was successful in college because he was able to run around and spend somewhere between 4 and 7 seconds surveying the field, seeing where everybody is, and then throwing the ball. That is not ever going to work in the NFL, ever.
Yeah.
How is an offensive coordinator supposed to call a fucking game when his quarterback cannot make reads? You know how much hard that is on him? That means every play he calls, he has to make sure he's setting up the defense. The defense, first of all, has to be in zone coverage. Mm-hmm. If they're in fucking man, then you can't pick a, you can't just eyeball a fucking receiver because good defensive backs in the NFL
will
bait you into throwing that ball and fucking pick it off. So how are you supposed to call a game as an offensive coordinator for a guy that can't even read a fucking defense?
I really don't know.
Cover 2 and 3 and cover 3 and man, and he doesn't even know the difference between any of that shit.
And maybe he learns, maybe he doesn't. I know your love of Joe Burrow on the Thursday night's telecast. They said on all of his throws, and by the way, he had 56 of them, average of 1.7 seconds for Joe Burrow.
I think talent wise right now in the NFL, Joe Burrow as a traditional quarterback is probably the best. And he's he's also one of the best I've ever seen. Now, 10 of those 56 throws that he made were as he was getting hit, like literally as he was getting hit, and still completed 60% of the 6 out of the 10 where he was getting hit. He completed those passes, man. Just for the love of God, for the love of football, for the fans, for the NFL, please get this man an offensive line.
You're going to waste like,
what's that?
They're going to waste him. They're going to waste it. That's a generational talent.
Like, there was this old saying that Hannibal from the A-Team used to say, you give me a minute, I'm hard to beat or whatever, and if you give me a fucking hour, I'm unstoppable. You know what I mean? It's like, that's how good I am. That's how good Joe Burrow is. You just give him, if you gave him an average of 3.5 seconds per drop, he would be the best that anybody's ever seen at this, in my opinion.
Give him 2.5 seconds.
That's it. 2.5. If he was doing 1.7,
I mean, that would be
a, half,
that'd be a second more than what he's getting now.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
Tom Brady's release times. Tom Brady, he stopped standing in a fucking pocket because there was a, my rookie year, there was a game we played against him and he was like, we figured out his timing. So he had to hold, he was, you know, patting the ball a little bit and he started seeing ghosts. So he started like ducking after he'd go 1, 2, and then he would start ducking because he thought for sure he's about to get hit. And that's what you're going to see out of somebody like Joe Burrow. You're going to see him start fucking ducking ghosts because he's terrified of getting fucking his ACL blown out again. Or his, you know, that's what he's worried about. He can't stay healthy because he's getting fucking smashed because he is a traditional passer. Like he stays in the pocket and fucking makes these throws and takes the hit and takes the punishment. But you got to spend money on the offensive line.
Yes.
If you haven't learned that by now, then they'll never fucking learn. And that's what happens with shitty organizations.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, he's got to get out of there because not only did they not improve the offensive line in any meaningful way or lock down long term Chase or Higgins or somebody, they let Mixon go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, man?
There's not a lot of money there. I think
that's not, that's
I,
not,
I think they'll figure it out.
That's not true, though. It's the NFL, there's money.
Cincinnati, though, as a franchise, is they've never financially been able to figure it out. He's an Ohio kid. I don't think he's actually going anywhere. I just hope that they get him a line. And then also, to your point, Derek, speaking of Tom Brady and getting smashed, congrats to Giselle on her new baby with the Karate Man. Next up was Bills versus Colts. And look, 4 turnovers in this game here. Bills won, but Flacco is now done. They just announced this morning they're going to switch back to Anthony Richardson for the Colts. Why? Why, Derek? Why would you do this, I guess?
It was like they had to make a statement, right? They had to do something. When you're a quarterback and you fucking take yourself out of the game because you're gassed, like, okay, well, guess what? That means you didn't fucking work hard enough in the offseason. That means you didn't run enough gas. You should have been running more gas, or you should have been doing something to where you're not so gassed. So they had to do something. They had to, and they have a veteran quarterback in Flacco that they could put in there, and he gets his little slap on a wrist, and you know that they have to. I mean, he's the future of the team, right? Obviously, they're not going to cut him. If they don't cut him and release him, and they put him back in, that means he is the future of that team.
Man, he has not looked great. We'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, Bills move to 8-2. And then Allen is again splitting it up there with throws and running in and all that other shits. And
the team you want to play in a wild card round for sure.
For sure. For sure.
Whatever has to, and it's probably going to be Baltimore,
which will be a blast of a game to watch, but we'll see what happens there. Next up was my favorite game of the week. This was Broncos at the Chiefs. For no particular reason other than I was texting you when that field goal got blocked, I was stunned. What happened on that one, Derek?
Every special teams coach. So you have this special teams meeting every week, right? And we always fucking hated it. It's like, dude, we don't want to, like, you're taking us out of our, you're fucking up our schedule for this 30 minute field goal block meeting, right? And we would go in there and we would watch as the offensive line and everything would watch the fucking other team and see what kind of stunts they do and all the shit that all the, there's like 3 different blocks that a team will have, right? So if what I think happened is that they've never seen this block before because it was like a one that he just kind of made up for this situation if they ever got into it. And he was like, hey, this is like our fucking something that nobody's seen before. And the Chiefs decided to run that and they caught the protection team sleeping and fucking bulldozed there. It's called a wing. They called those guys the wing. And then have like, you know, they put like tight ends and defensive ends and shit in those positions. And that guy got fucking rolled and it blocked it.
Man, there's no fucking way a 43 yarder should be even potentially blocked.
No, no.
Like this, that's unacceptable. Especially to win the game. But you know, there are those seasons where you just have a better record in close games than the other seasons, and that for the Chiefs, that's why they're 9-0 right now.
Yeah, they're 9-0.
There was a lot of calls in their favor too. I mean, they got a ton of fucking calls in their favor.
They always do. They're fucking their motherfucking right tackle, Juwan Taylor. Oh. is he false starts on every fucking play.
He's lined. A lot of times he's lined up. He's lined up too deep, and it should be fucking called. If his head isn't breaking this the center's ass, like breaking that plane, then it's a fucking penalty. It's a it's a legal procedure.
Yeah,
and he does it all the time, and then he fucking moves half a second early. And they don't call it. It just makes me listen. I had a defense line coach named Bill Collar. He would have lost his fucking mind. He would have got thrown out of the game. He would have lost his mind because of how often it happens. It's not like one or two times a game. It's like 10, 15, 20 snaps a game. This guy's offsides.
Are you a big Bill Collar fan?
Fuck yeah.
My guy. You know, I went to school with his kids. His son was my best friend in high school.
Oh, really?
Chad Collar, yeah.
Chad and Clint.
Yep. And then the younger one, I played football with both of them. Chad was 1 year older. His younger brother was 1 year younger than me. The younger one ended up playing football for Harvard.
Yeah. Yeah. Clint.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now he's like a hedge funder and fucking crushing it.
I think that the Ravens or the Bills are one of these teams that are likely to match up in the AFC Championship game with the Chiefs or maybe the 49ers or somebody, Eagles in the NFC, should bring Ndamukong Suh out of retirement just to line up on the right on the left side and go at Jawan Taylor and just get kicked out of the game. Just bark at the ref the whole game, like, what the fuck? Blah, blah, blah. Because he'll do it. He doesn't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's 38, though. So,
yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, have fun with that. next up was Falcons Saints. Look, this is why I can never believe in the Falcons. Every other week is like this, where they'll show up 1 week, look great. Next week, look like dog shit. This is another dog shit week. There was a brand new coach there. I don't really give a fuck that Carr is back. You can't lose games like this to a shitty team. And sure enough, they lost to a shitty team. They're 6-4. Look, same things we said at the prediction show. Probably win the division and then lose in the first round, just like Kirk Cousins always does. And that'll be it. God damn it, man. It's just watching is maddening on a week-to-week basis. So is gambling on it because I lost this fucking game. Next up, 49ers at Buccaneers. Great game. A ton of great games this week. Yeah. And look, this was definitely not Baker's fault here. Brock Purdy had a fantastic game. We think Christian McCaffrey is coming back this week. Debo Samuel is trying to come back from pneumonia, which is tough. But if he gets those pieces back, they're 5-4, and then the 49ers can make another run at this, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. With bringing Christian back is huge. I mean, he's such a dynamic. Go watch the tape on it. I mean, he just opens up your offense to so many different play levels. I mean, he can catch. There's tape of Brock Purdy throwing the ball while Christian is still breaking into his route, and then runs another 10 yards and the ball's already in the air. And he turns and it drops right in his fucking hand. You know? So, like, he's unbelievable out of the backfield. He's just all around. I mean, it brings a new juice to your team. Kittle's playing lights out, too. So, I think they're going to hit their – November is when it matters. So, if they play good football in November and then leads them into December and they have everybody healthy, then they're going to be good. They can't be fighting on the fucking sideline, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, probably not a good idea for Debo to stiff arm the fucking special teams people, but what are you gonna do?
Well, apparently what happened was that he came over when a kicker fucks up, all of us want to go over and be like, hey, you have one fucking job, just do it, you know? But that's a hard fucking job. Being making a good kick with the pressure and everything, like it is fucking hard, and I wouldn't want that responsibility. I just wouldn't. But that's what you signed up for. So Debo went over there and said something, and I guess he's a younger kicker, and this long snapper kind of stuck up for him. And Debo was like, fuck you. And the long snapper's like, no, fuck you. So
I don't get a problem with that if that's how it went down.
Me neither.
No. That's just dudes fucking being dudes.
And exactly. And yeah, the kicker is a young guy. It's Jake Moody. He's a second year out of University of Michigan.
Yeah, they're going to make more out of it than it really is when a little bit of fire and passion, like that means they care about the fucking game, you know? It's not like I'm not telling, like he's just going, he was over there and probably really wanted to just kind of like, hey, motherfucker, like make that fucking kick. You know?
He did.
He made the game winner, so it worked. And I don't have a problem with it. Speaking of fire and passion, the next game, God damn, as much as I hate to say it, it's Russell Wilson who's showing fire and passion and leading this goddamn team right now. Steelers are 7-2. Can they actually make a run at the Super Bowl, Derek?
Yeah. Their defense is good enough to do it. Only problem is Highsmith just got hurt.
Yeah. Have we heard anything about that injury?
But if you watch it, his ankle was completely turned sideways and he put all the weight on it.
Yeah.
It was a nasty injury. Yeah,
that's going to be a high sprain, and that can be 4 to 6 weeks.
That'll be six. If you're back from a high ankle and you're playing at a high level at 6 weeks, then I don't know what the fuck you did, but it's way more. It's more like 8 to 10 weeks.
Let's see.
Yeah. So how long is he out for?
It's a low sprain, they're calling it. So that's right. Good. That's good. That's 2 to 3 weeks, maybe four, but he's definitely missing this week against the Ravens, which is a big deal.
Yeah.
Because Highsmith he would be one of the guys dropping back to spy on Lamar, obviously. He would also be one of the primary guys filling gaps to keep Derrick Henry from bulldozing people. Yeah. It might be a long week for fucking Pittsburgh.
It'll be a good game, though. The next game, though, was terrible. No need to talk about it. Vikings, Jaguars. Well, let's not skip by
the fucking fact that the Redskins, that Jaden Daniels put up 27 points on the Steelers.
He did. Look, he's going to be awesome. The Steelers are a better team right now.
Oh, yeah. And well, no shade on Dan Quinn, but fucking there's two great coaches in the league right now, mm-hmm. and one of them is in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
We all know who the other one is. What's up?
Mike Tomlin's going to win coach of the year. Unbelievable. Nobody thought they were going to be worth a damn. Nobody did.
Yep.
Fuck off.
I did. I called it, Derek. I call it every year. Steelers in the playoffs. It's the easiest call you can make. It's Mike Tomlin. He'll find a way in, and he always does it every single year. I said it this year, too. Like, that's it. That fucking guy is it. I don't know why. There's a lot of Steelers fans in the chat who bitch about him all the time. I don't really get it. What more can you ask for out of that guy?
I think because he hasn't been able to get them to the Super Bowl. That's all. They're just Steelers fans. I grew up around Steelers fans. So these motherfuckers demand the Super Bowls. They want Super Bowls. You know what I mean? They're still stuck in that steel curtain there. Yeah. And they had that little run that he hit, that long, the Hall of Fame run that he had, you know, so they're expecting Super Bowls. And I see if I'm anybody in the AFC, I don't want to play the fucking Steelers. You don't want to play them because they are fucking world beaters. They will beat you, and their defense is good enough to shut any offense down.
Yeah, I agree. I think Tomlin's got one Super Bowl, by the way. I think Bill Cowherd got the other one with Roethlisberger.
Tomlin beat Warner and the Cardinals.
That's right.
Yeah, and it was Roethlisberger's rookie year too.
It was Santonio Holmes that catching the end zone.
Roethlisberger won his rookie year with
Cowherd.
Cowherd, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Vikings, Jaguars, awful game. 12-7.
As bad as the Jaguars are, they're even worse now.
Jesus Christ. 2-6.
Mac Jones Lawrence is starting for him.
Is hurt. He is out now.
He's out next week too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's hurt?
Trevor Lawrence.
What happened to him?
His emotions got hurt.
No, his shoulders fucked up.
Oh, okay. Well, that too. I'm done caring about this team, and it doesn't really matter anymore. They're 2-8, and they've given up on the year, so who gives a shit? Next up is Titans at the Chargers. Same thing with the Titans. Nobody cares about this fucking team. They're 2-7. However, the Chargers, 6-3.
Number one defense in the NFL.
Unbelievable.
Statistically, number one defense in the NFL.
And Jim Harbaugh, it turns out, is a very, very good football coach over there.
Yeah, because
they traded away all their fucking offense over the offseason, got rid of pretty much everybody, including Austin Eckler, who's having a decent year for the Redskins this year. Got rid of Keenan Allen, got rid of everybody. And Herbert has, like, I don't know, half a kid to throw to. So he's doing great. They're on a roll, and they're just running the ball.
He's got Ladd McConkey, okay?
Oh, my God, that's right. Ladd McConkey. I always forget about
him. He does have Quentin Johnston, though, who's finally being used appropriately, which is to say just use him like Mike Evans.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big-ass dude. Just throw the ball where you don't think even he can catch it and let him catch it. That's it. It's the same thing that should be happening in Arizona right now, to be honest. Although Marvin Harrison's quite a bit more athletic than Quentin Johnston is, but they're about the same size.
And then this this split back system with Edwards and J.K. Dobbins, they both stayed healthy. It's really fucking worked, and Chargers are well on their way to the playoffs.
This is what fucking Baltimore was hoping for all those years, and it never worked out.
Because we were both
hurt. Both of those guys were never on the field at the same time. No. Like for one or two games, maybe.
Next up was Eagles at the Cowboys. Derek, Cowboys, what do you do here? You blow up this team?
Yeah, you fire everybody. Fire everybody and hire a fucking GM. How about that?
Well, you're, Jerry's not going to let that happen.
Yeah, you're really reaching for the stars there, buddy.
They're never going to be a championship team. They're never going to have that kind of caliber because they don't have this guy. Jerry Jones is fucking it up, man. Like your ego, sometimes your ego, you have to check your own ego, and he needs to do that. Did you see that CeeDee Lamb trying to catch the ball with the fucking sun in his eyes?
Yeah. And they asked him about it, and they said, Jerry said, look, we built the stadium like that on purpose. And out of the list of things that are wrong with this team, I think trying to put a curtain over the windows where the sunshine is probably the last on that fucking list. I've been to that stadium. Dan and I have been to that stadium a million times. Have you played in that stadium during one of those afternoon games?
One time I played in there and I took way too many mushrooms before the game.
Really?
Yeah. And it is trippy because here's the problem with Dallas. It's all a big fucking show. And it's all built for the fans to be interacting with the fucking players. Instead of keeping it about ball, it's about fan interaction. And that's why they got the star. And they got, when you walk through the fucking, from the locker room to the field, you're walking through a bar. Like you're walking through a fucking bar. You're like they treat you like a fucking, it's so weird. It's so weird. And then I'm like fucking tripping, you know, walking through there. And then you walk out and there's fucking smoke. Fireworks going off indoors, these giant fucking jumbotrons, and then they got pole dancers, and it's just fucking insane. And then the fans are like down on the fucking level of the field with you, and you're
seriously,
like,
seriously, it's kind of an. So we anytime we
we've
go,
been, we have those. We've yeah. Dan and I live in that bar.
Anytime
we're the ones that are high fiving.
Yeah. Anytime. Well, even before and after the game, like anytime we go to an NFL game at anywhere, we'll get field passes usually, but. Dallas is just too much. There's 1,000 fucking people down there.
I love it. I love it so much. As a fan experience, there is no better stadium in America, hands down. Like, even this Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight is at Jerry World, and they're putting that motherfucker right on the 50 there, and it rocks from a fan perspective. However, I understand what you're saying from a player perspective, where it's just like, shit, dude. You're right there in their faces. I mean,
even when they train every day, like the place where they go to practice, you got fucking fans everywhere, and you're going to do your little workouts. Like everything is a fucking production for the fan interaction, and it's too much focus on that. And I understand the business side of that and how, you know, that creates a ton of buzz and there's a huge fan base and people coming from all over the fucking country and all over the world really to go to Jerry World and go to the star and do all that shit. But you have got to, at some point, the players have to be inaccessible to people. Like, they can't just be under a fucking microscope all the time. That's why you don't see shit getting fixed, because I bet their practices, they have people at their practices all the time. So nobody's having a real conversation.
Even in Oxnard, where they have their training camp north of LA, mm-hmm. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
It's like fucking, like, and look, it's training camp or whatever the fuck, but there are people on the, like, regular
10 feet away.
People yep. on the fucking yep. field in a 3-4 foot chain link fence
yep.
is between them. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
I love it. I get from it. From a fan perspective, I love it.
It's a TV show, but set is closed.
It is. And that facility you're talking about is in Frisco. Beautiful facility there. You know, Jerry's got a private steakhouse for members only. And we got to do a podcast interview with Tank Lawrence in there. What was that, 2 or 3 years ago? A
couple years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all people. It's all billionaires in suits and then a bunch of fucking dumbasses walking in. We were shit-faced, too.
Oh, yeah.
Tank was like making us wear these fucking hot boy shirts. And like, it was pretty funny. We got fucking hammered there.
It was fun. I almost went to prison that night, too.
Close, yeah.
Very close. Dan.
Hold on. Just slide past that. Why?
I was not familiar with the Texas highway system at that time. It's not great down here. And may have hopped the entire curb and gone into another lane altogether there on accidents. And Dan had a conversation with the cops. And everything was fine after that. But got out of there. That's all I care to say about that, Derek. After the after the show, happy to chat about it. came out unscathed. Next up, Aaron Rodgers did not come out unscathed. Jets at Cardinals. My God, man. I think every network has said that he just looks lifeless and he doesn't have the same energy, doesn't have the passion, doesn't have all of it. You're making $50 million a fucking year here, and they've given you everything you wanted. You fired the coaching staff. Fuck this guy, dude.
By the way, since Salah left, their defense is last in the league. Oops.
Whoopsies.
Dude, what a fucking dipshit.
Yeah. There is one bright spot. They took on the biggest wide receiver contract in NFL history.
Yeah.
They have nobody to throw to them. So that's good job, Jets. I mean, there could not be a more New York Jets season than this goddamn season right now.
3-7 right now on the year. And again, man, I've said this a million times on this program. I'll say it again. Garrett Wilson, Devontae Adams, Breece Hall. I even like that Conklin kid, Tyler Conklin. We never find out how great he can be as a tight end just because he doesn't really get thrown to that much. It's just a waste of a fucking team that is probably only missing a quarterback, and that's it. It's so strange.
Well, the good news is if they continue losing, they can draft a quarterback.
I don't know that there is one in this draft that I would want.
I mean, Shedeur Sanders is not bad. I don't know how good he's going to be in the NFL, but he's got the talent for it.
He does.
You know, I think he does. I would take him.
Have you seen one of his games up in Colorado, Derek?
Yeah. Yeah, he's good.
He reads progressions pretty well. That's the thing I always watch out for in college.
Well, like it's Deion Sanders' son, dude. Mm. Like he understands fucking football. Like he understands how a defense operates, how it works. And, you know, plus Travis Hunter is a fucking freak show. Unbelievable.
He's going first in the draft, I think.
I
think he would be crit no matter, unless you're a team that specifically needs a quarterback and there's a quarterback there to take. Any pick other than Travis Hunter is crazy to me. Maybe if it's the Bengals first and there's an offensive lineman they want to take. That would make sense.
Back from Boise.
Who?
The running back?
Yeah, the running back from Boise.
Genty? I mean, if that's the only thing you need, if you think, let's say you're a team who got banged up this season and you're going to fucking have a bad record, but you have the ability to fill out your running back position with a rookie like that, fuck yeah, take him. Because he's great.
If I'm the Dallas Cowboys, I am trading people and getting picks for those trades. And I am drafting a running back. I'm getting as close as I can to getting that fucking running back. And I am also going to draft a left tackle. And then I'm going to, second and fourth rounds, I'm going to draft offensive guards. And a right tackle, and then I'm going to write in a right tackle and build an offensive line, because that's the only there's one thing that you can find in the draft right now and coming up is going to be offensive line. Like there's always going to be decent offensive linemen in the draft. Like that's just it's always going to be there. You go to a Big Ten school or you go to one of these schools and you fucking Michigan, whatever, and you fucking pull these fucking ridiculous left tackles and guards and you fucking put them in there. And then you can maybe win fucking football. But you're not going to win shit without a running back or without an offensive line.
Yeah, and if you're the Cowboys, you've already backed up the truck. You spent the money on Dak. You spent the money on CD. You're going to live with him. So, yeah, your assessment is 100% right on. And they're certainly going to have a good draft pick this year, the Cowboys at 3-6 right now. Lions at the Texans. Great game. It was fucking awesome. Very, very impressed with the Lions for at 8-1, willing to fight till the very fucking end to come back in this game. Like, this looks like a team that could go to the Super Bowl from the NFC, and I'm rooting for it, man. If the Lions ended up winning the Super Bowl this year for Detroit, I like this team. I like this coach. It'd be a fucking blast.
Yeah, I love watching them play. Their 1-2 punch with the running back at the running back position is. You don't get to see this very often.
Yeah. So
people don't take it for granted, because great running backs like that, they don't last long in the league. So when you get two of them like that on one team that aren't like money hungry and they're not fucking ego driven, it is something special to watch, and you're seeing it right now. And you have to do is have a good management quarterback in Jared Goff, and he threw five fucking picks and they still won the game.
Yeah, I've never seen a quarterback throw five picks in a game and then win. First time ever, but hey, dude, they've got heart and they continue to roll. Next up, Dolphins versus Rams. I had money on this. I lost money on this. And I watched Tua throw a pick and then try to tackle the fucking dude with his goddamn head again.
Yeah, he should not be tackling anyone ever. As a matter of fact, if I'm the coach, if I'm McDaniels, I tell Tua, hey, if there's something happens and the other team gets the ball, you lie down on the ground.
Yeah.
Lie down on the ground, curl up into the fetal position, and put your hands over your head.
Pray.
Yeah, what fuck are you thinking trying to tackle a grown man?
He dove head first again. Honestly, what are you fucking doing?
Don't be a pussy, man. The Dolphins should actually run the Wildcat where Tua runs head first into the defense.
Just do the tush push on every play.
Yeah. I don't know if that story was true about the running back, but did you guys hear the story that he kept calling him the wrong? He's still calling him the wrong name in the huddle. Tua's calling the running back the wrong name. And when he was asked about, because he's the only one, by the way, the running back is wearing that Guardian cap. That looks horrific. Just change the fucking helmets, I guess, if you want to do that. But whatever. And they ask him why he's wearing the thing. And he goes, well, when your quarterback calls you the wrong name every single fucking game in the huddle, he goes, it probably tells you you should wear one of these goddamn things. So
they don't save you from shit. So
will it really? Because before we get to for this week's picks, I've obviously never used one, and we never had that growing up. You maybe did. Did you at the end have that thing?
No, that was hell no.
Would you have worn it?
No, fuck for what? It doesn't. It's not going to stop anything. It doesn't matter how much cushion is there. You're not putting more cushion between my brain and my skull.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because people were asking, and I'm like, dude, I'll ask Derek when he gets here. But I didn't know if it did or didn't. It looks weird.
Science where it helps a little bit. Maybe it helps a little bit. But I have a hard time believing that just like I think it makes your head heavier, which means that you're going to lead with your head more.
Maybe.
So if you there's a good doc on Netflix called, and I can say that word. Unlike Mike Tyson. No offense, Mike. I love you.
Exactly.
I have a gun. there's a Netflix doc called Ice Guardians. And it's about enforcers in the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
And the more the league has tried to get enforcers out of the league and stop fighting and stuff, the higher rate of injuries, right? When you take consequences away, there's a higher rate of injury. That is a fact in every sport. The only exception that any of us have seen is that fucking weird glove that baseball base runners wear now. That's very effective, right?
The oven mitt?
The oven mitt thing, yeah. That's been very effective. It looks stupid, but it's been very effective. You can track this through the NFL, actually. Major injuries, including head injuries, have gone up as helmet technology has increased.
Yeah, because they're changing all the rules. Instead of just playing football, you're thinking all the fucking time, oh, I'm about to tackle this fucking quarterback, but guess what? I can't land on it. So now what am I doing? I'm contorting my body in like unnatural ways.
Mm.
And when you tackle, then you're going in to tackle somebody across the middle or something, open field tackle. You can't go too low. You can't go too high. So you're putting your head in positions. And that's just, I mean, your head, if you've got a fucking guardian cap on, your head's heavier, obviously. It's pulling your head down, so you're going to lead with your head.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the smarter move, well, whatever that thing they put on the back of people's necks or that little thing.
The Hans device?
Yeah, that's been okay.
It's in NASCAR. I don't know.
Yeah, it's been okay. It's worked in NASCAR. No. No, I'm not talking about the support. Yeah,
you're talking about the little
there's a couple of dudes wearing it now, and that's been okay. But the real solution is that this is the NFL. It's a rich-ass league. There are off-season brain treatments, stem cells, and all sorts of other shit that you can rapidly repair somebody's brain.
Psilocybin
on a regular basis will help with that as well. Just sending constant maintenance, just sending electricity out to that outer part of the brain that gets affected. And it'll curtail most of this stuff.
That's where you have to do it because you're not going to stop. This is a violent game.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to stop people from getting concussions. It's just not going to happen. I don't care. It's like even in soccer, like women's soccer players get fucking ton of concussions from headers. Right? So it's like, what are you going to do? Tell them, oh, you can't hit the ball with your head anymore.
Well, no, what you should tell them is that, honey, does this look like a kitchen to you?
Yeah. Does this look like a voting booth that you shouldn't be in?
Yeah.
Like one of one of those. Obviously your wife's off screen, but yeah.
She knows.
She knows. She knows the Suffrage Act is wrong for our country and should be taken away. Totally kidding. We got our sponsors here, and then we'll get to this week's picks. Obviously, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie. All the lines from today's NFL games that we read are from MyBookie. Overs, unders, all that fun stuff. Every single game has over 300 prop bets on it. Alt lines, player props, everything you could possibly imagine. Also this weekend, the massive weekend for combat sports. Mike Tyson is fighting Jake Paul. If you believe in Mike Tyson, which I do, I got him at 2.5 to 1 last night, which was rad. And you can bet a lot of money. I put a decent chunk of change down. I'll put it in Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook after this. And then Saturday night, Chuck Liddell will actually be at John Jones' fight in New York.
There. Yeah. Mickey Gall's fighting too, our buddy Mickey.
He's on the undercard up there. Yep. So we're wishing him the best. And we actually put those guys together at dinner last time in Austin. So Chuck's going to go early and watch him fight. So good luck, Mickey. We're all rooting for you there. And I'll bet on you again like I did last time. Let's fucking do it. And then, Bob, tell everybody about the rakebacks there.
Look, sometimes you have a bad weekend. And if you're a loyal MyBookie customer, you're in the MyBookie Plus Rewards Program. You don't have to sign up for it. If you've just been playing a while, you're automatically in. It doesn't cost you anything either. You're just in their rewards program. And if you have a bad weekend as a member, they'll toss you a little money back. So you bet the Rams and the Chiefs.
Why that game, Bob? Why that game? Why'd you pick the Rams, right? I've had a great 2.5 weeks, especially with Papa Trump and the popular vote and all that fun stuff. But God damn it, you brought up the one game I lost. Okay,
look, sometimes.
Right. No, it's fine. Look, I'm sure I got a fucking $4 rake back or whatever.
Yeah.
But yes, they are here to help you. It's kind of like airline miles. It's great. Love those guys over at MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. Next up, we got FirstForm.com / Drinking Bros. I took the Microfactors before I came on the show. Empty bag is right around me somewhere.
Derek,
here.
Have you been on Andy's podcast? I don't know if I've asked you that before.
Oh, not yet. We keep trying to make it happen, but
yeah. You and I should just go out there together sometime.
Down, let's go.
Yeah. Well, I've got a Jared wants to go too. I don't think you've met JT before. We got to go out there sometime soon. We'll schedule it. But yeah, they got a dope facility, best protein in the business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm drinking their energy drink right now, but they get the best protein in the business. It's all I use.
Yes, their level one bars are the best in the biz as well. The cookie dough ones, god damn, they're
yeah, so good.
The chocolate peanut butter pretzel ones are great.
And also, if you've got a special lady in your life, some new research has come out, and I don't know why it's ever been done before, probably because there's just not a high propensity of women who are super into the supplement side of fitness, really. There's a lot of muscle mommy and yoga girls and all this bullshit, CrossFit girls out there now. But on the supplement side, not a lot. But the new research suggests that pretty much every woman, in the same way that men have low T compared to the previous generation, women's creatine, for some reason, is plummeting. So if you're out there and you feel tired, your fucking muscles won't grow the way you want to. If you're a woman, it's almost certainly because of your creatine levels. So if there's a special lady in your life that's struggling at the gym, tell her to get her ass on some creatine.
Yeah, go to firstform.com/ Drinking Bros. Microfactors, 30 individual pouches, got the big six in them for all your vitamins that you need on a daily basis. Takes the guesswork out of it. I love those. Antioxidants, CoQ10s, multivitamins, fruits and veggies, EFAs, and the probiotics. Head on over to firstform.com/ Drinking Bros today. Free shipping on orders over $75. It's spelled with a one. STPHORM. firstform.com/ Drinking Bros. I won't go with you to Andy's because you have to line up the weights exactly perfectly when you re-rack there. And I don't do that. Okay? I don't do that at all. All right?
I'm going to go there and just leave every fucking weight. Just leave it out and see what happens.
I've heard the rumors. I don't know. I don't know what happens there.
Well, if you're an employee, you get fired for that.
I've heard that. Is that true?
That's true.
That's funny.
Yeah. You want a tidy weight room. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to sweat everywhere and I'm going to have fucking chalk everywhere. I'm going to be like LeBron with the chalk in there.
Yeah.
Fucking chalk everywhere. Coughing, blowing my nose.
I chalk up in the bedroom with the missus, dude. And yeah, I mean, look, I prepare myself and her, obviously, and then I chalk up and I get after it.
Yeah, you don't want to fucking drop her. because it gets sweaty in there.
Sure do.
And you're going to pick her up and power bomb her at some point. Yep. If you're a wrestling fan, I'm a wrestling fan.
Well, it's called a standing up reverse 69, and it's fun for you and your loved one if you can do it. Obviously, my upper body strength is unbelievably powerful, so I got that. Do want to work on your core, though, a little bit, too, if you're going to recommend that to somebody. Next up, we got drinkingbrostickets.com. If you want tickets to any of these games, or the Mike Tyson fight, or the UFC fight over the weekend, or rodeos, concerts, all that other stuff, $10 cheaper than StubHub. Head on over to drinkingbrostickets.com. And then last but not least, we got the Rays going again, back open for wefunder.com/HardAFSeltzer. You can invest in the company. We left 30% of it open to our listeners. We might as well all do this together. We'll talk about it on Drinking Bros podcast this afternoon. But it feels like there's a shift in America of what is happening with helping each other out and companies and businesses and all that other stuff. And I really like what's going on. But that'll be more political this afternoon. All right. You can invest there today at wefunder.com/HardAFSeltzer. Next up, we got Commanders and the Eagles. Sorry I said it, dude. I said the Commanders. God damn it. Redskins and Eagles.
This is the best Thursday night game so far.
No, last week was great. Bengals 35-34 is great.
It was a good game, but this is the best and most meaningful game. The Bengals are scratching to hold on for dear life. This is a division rivalry. Mm-hmm. It's two of the best teams in the NFC.
Yep.
This is the best game. I don't know if the schedulers knew it was going to be this good.
No.
At the beginning of the season, because usually after like week eight, the Thursday night games seem to go downhill after that. I don't know what that is. But anyways.
We didn't think the Redskins were going to be 7-3. So this could have been a shitty one. You did. But you also
12-win team.
Yeah, you also picked them last year. But... Derek, this is Philly -3.5. What do you do here?
First of all, Thursday night games suck. The player, we Sunday night and Monday night. Those are the primetime games you want to play in. Thursday night fucking sucks because you've just been through a fucking grinder. Like Philly had a pretty easy game, right? They fucking dog stomped Dallas. Washington had a dog fight. Mm-hmm. So I would think the Eagles probably win this one because Washington's going to be fucking wore out.
Yeah, I agree. And that's where I'm headed this. I'm going to kick this down just a half a point in case of a push. But I'm taking Philly -3 in this one. D'Anthony, who you got?
I love Jaden Daniels. I'll probably keep it at 3.5. The Redskins run defense is like fourth or fifth worst in the league.
And they're going up against Saquon this week.
Saquon and Jalen Hurts.
Backflip over somebody.
Yeah.
Saquon already at 1,000 yards for the season here. So unbelievable.
Yeah. And then the Eagles are hitting their stride as a team as well. Like a couple of weeks ago when they started copying what fucking the Ravens were doing successfully. And Delco said before the show, just kind of limiting Jalen Hurts exposure a little bit. I think that's been the key for them.
Yeah. As long as Sirianni doesn't fuck it up. There are some questionable calls there going for two and all that other weird shit that he's done throughout the year. If he can stay out of his own way, they got a shot to go to the Super Bowl as well. Next up, you got Packers at the Bears. This is Green Bay -5.5. Derek, who you got?
Taking Green Bay.
Is Jordan Love playing?
I believe so.
Yeah, he's playing.
Yeah.
Wasn't he out last week or the week before, maybe?
He was out 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago. Yeah, he's fine good. Now.
Yeah, Packers.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Packers in this one, too. I wonder, Derek, if the team will play for Caleb after getting the offensive coordinator fired, because I don't really think it was his fault. What does a team do in a situation like this?
I don't know. I've never been in that situation. So I don't know. I've never been in a situation where the quarterback is a rookie and he gets the fucking coordinator fired because he can't read a defense. Never been there. So I would imagine. Here's the other thing you got to remember. Guys are playing for their fucking jobs. When you're losing and your season isn't going great, guys are playing for their jobs. So guys are going to play hard. And this is a big rivalry game. So in Soldier Field, so the Bears are going to be jazzed up for this one regardless. And I think it'll be a low scoring game. So I would take, I don't know. Part of me wants to take the under on this, actually.
The under's 40 and a half in this one, which is very low. And I tend to agree with you here on this one. I think it's a one score game because of the rivalry and all that other stuff. And then we'll see how Caleb Williams responds now that he got his OC fired. We'll see what happens there.
Or they could fall apart and just get fucking dog stomped. That could happen too.
Sure could.
The Bears also give up 140 yards rushing a game, and they got Aaron Jones to deal with this week.
Josh Jacobs.
I mean, yeah, sorry. I think they're fucked.
Yeah. One score is fine. I'm not going to fuck with the spread. Give me Green Bay minus 5.5. Next one. Man, we haven't seen a spread this high in a very long time here. This is Jaguars at the Lions. This is Detroit minus 13.5. Please keep in mind there is no Trevor Lawrence. Who is the backup quarterback there? Do we know?
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones. Mm-hmm. Who?
Mac Jones.
Okay. Who you got, Derek?
I think Detroit rushes for 250 yards and beats them by 3 touchdowns.
Who you got?
Yeah. Okay. Detroit. I want to win a minus 13.5, and I think this is probably the best opportunity this year to do it, unless Detroit happens to play Carolina or somebody like that.
Yeah, here's my only worry about this, because the spread is so big, and we just don't do that anymore. We used to. We don't do it anymore in the NFL. Does Mac Jones come out and just try to set the world on fire because he wants to start somewhere, though?
Did you see Mac Jones' performance last week?
I did not. How was it? I didn't watch that game at all. I'm not kidding. I wasn't joking when I said I would not watch it or let my children watch it or anybody. I didn't see it.
He was 14 for 22 with 2 picks.
So he was good.
No. Okay. He was
bad.
One of the worst games of even his career.
Okay.
And it was against Minnesota, whose defense is okay.
All right. Well, let me tease this down. 13.5 is so much.
Detroit's going to pick him off at least twice.
I hope so. and maybe he gets raped on the field. We haven't seen that yet.
And Jared Goff's going to want to have a bounce back game here.
Yeah.
So I'm fucking light it up.
Yep.
It's going to be, I'm telling you, Detroit's going to turn up on. I bet they pull their starters after the third quarter.
Look, I hope so. I'll definitely put this in a teaser. I don't know that I'll take it straight up at 13.5. Next up is Vikings at the Titans. Didn't they just play? It feels like. God damn, dude. Am I tripping?
Tulsi, Director of National Intelligence.
Yes. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Did they just play last week?
The Vikings and Titans?
They play not more than once a year. That's the max they can play. They're not in the same division.
Did they play the Jaguars last week?
The Vikings?
Yeah.
The Vikings played the Jags, yeah.
It's the same team. Sorry. I'm looking at the records. I'm like, oh, this is the same exact fucking team here. Minnesota minus 5.5. Because even the spread last week, it was 12-7, so that was 5. What the fuck? You could swap out the Titans and the Jaguars. I don't think anybody would know. If you just put different jerseys on these motherfuckers and just let them go, I think you're fine on this one. Vikings, though, I don't know. They've started to struggle lately, and they're winning, but not by much. Who do you got, Derek?
I don't like the spread because I don't like it. I don't know. But I do think Minnesota wins the game. Is it by a touchdown, though? I don't know.
I don't either. They're having a tough time scoring right now. And man, it is fucking identical to last week. I don't know that I touched. I know why the line's there, obviously, the one by 5 last week, but I don't know that I touched this game at all. I still don't believe in Minnesota. I don't really give a shit that they're 7-2. It's just these weird games, man. It's been 12-7 and fucking 14-3. And what do you do here?
Man, I kind of want to take the under, to be honest.
39.5?
Yeah, I think I'll do that.
Okay. Should be a beautiful day in Nashville, so congratulations if you're going to that game. Tickets are $69. Next up, all right, Raiders at the Dolphins. Dolphins minus 7.5. Before you say anything, Derek, the head coach for the Raiders, Mr. Pierce there, said, Gardner Minshew gives our team the best opportunity moving forward for the rest of the year. Huge vote of confidence for that young man who is doing what he can with nothing over there. Spread is only 7.5, obviously, because of Minshew. Who you got here?
Miami's going to. For sure.
So no need to take that down. You've got Miami at minus 7.5?
Yeah, I wouldn't take it down.
Okay.
10 points.
10 points. Who do you got, D'Anthony?
Aside from the Chiefs, which they don't fucking blow anybody out anymore, the Raiders have been blown out 4 games in a row. And then before that, 5, and then a 6th by 10 or more. So, yeah, I'll take it.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'll rock with you on this one. God, the fucking Dolphins fans, dude. I don't want to hear it. Tickets are $30 this game.
They're better than that 3-6 record, but...
Well, homeboy was out.
Yeah, so. But the Raiders are also worse than their 2-7 record, which is... You know, I mean, they're terrible.
They have nobody. They traded all the receivers. They don't have any running backs. They don't have anything there anymore. And maybe Tom Brady can turn this around. And I'm being serious when I say that because he's, you know, part owner now. But
don't be surprised if he shows up with a uniform on at some point. He's like, you know what? Fuck this.
Next year, why not?
I wouldn't be shocked.
Why not, dude? I mean, you know, there's a baby about to shoot out of his ex-wife. The only way to kind of get her back is another to ring. Play, dude, yeah. Another ring. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe he suits up next year. We'll see. Maybe that's his only way back against Karate Man. He's not beating him in a fight. Next up, you got Rams at the Patriots. This is Rams -5. Who you got? They fucked me last week,
Derek.
It's
too much, I think.
It's way too much.
Yeah.
Can you buy a point there?
You can. Yeah, you can buy this down to 4 if you wanted to. Would you still take the Rams?
I would buy, if it was, I'd like the Rams at like -3.5. -3, because it's just, you never know. New England, sometimes they just fucking play good defense, and it's kind of the culture. So I don't. New England's not going to get blown out, but if the Rams play the way they're supposed to play, they should beat them by, you know, 10 points. But it's the NFL, and that just doesn't happen.
Yeah. Also, remember this? Yes, west to east. That west to exactly east. What I was going to say it's like 1 o'clock game
at an angle too.
Yep.
It's southwest to fucking northeast. I think Patriots +5.
I don't touch this game in real life. So I'm not betting it for this exact reason. I could see the Rams blowing them out. I could also see the Patriots defense showing up, and this is a, you know, 16-10 game. So this one, yeah, I don't have to. Contractually, Derek, that was one of our things with my bookie where we don't have to pick all this shit. We know people are watching and actually gambling on it, so I'm not touching this in real life, but it'll be interesting to watch because I got some fantasy implications on it.
Actual decisions like that based on the shit that we say, then you're a fucking moron.
I'm pretty smart, Derek. So speak for yourself on that one. And I'm saddled with this dummy over here, but whatever, you know?
Yeah, well, you're a degenerate gambler.
Thank you. Is it weird that I took that as a compliment? Thank you very much, Derek. I greatly appreciate that.
Well, degenerate is a term of endearment.
Yeah, I actually love that. Thank you. That's probably the nicest thing you've said to me all year. Next up, Browns at the Saints. This is Saints -1. Tickets are $19. At drinkingbrostickets.com. Look, the Saints have a great fan base, too. I mean, they're out of control, which Delco got a taste of that earlier in the year. I'm really shocked that no one wants to see this game. $19 for a fucking NFL ticket?
It's not good when you're running back. Is your leading receiver. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's going to happen when your quarterback gets your actual receivers murdered on the field.
So is this Jameis's revenge going back to the Saints? That's the only thing that you need to ask yourself here.
The Saints defense isn't terrible, so I don't know if he's going to light him up or anything. You never know, I guess, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't bet this game in real life. What do you think, Derek?
I don't touch it.
Me neither.
Because Myles Garrett could come out and just have fucking 5 sacks in the first half.
Yep. He could rip those crab legs right off Jameis's body there. So
That's what he has in that pouch instead of a towel in his little pouch. It's crab legs in there.
It'd be great if it was.
Yeah. If he just pulled one out in the fucking huddle and started eating one, they're like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? He goes, Jim, I got a towel.
Yeah, he's got a little warmer in
there.
He's
got a little fucking cup of butter. He's dipping it in.
I would love it, dude. Next up, Colts at the Jets.
Oh, God.
This is Jets -3.5.
Richardson absolutely returns. Fucking not.
Yeah, Derek, who do you got in this one?
I'm definitely not taking it.
Good fucking God.
I mean, this is...
I wouldn't touch this one either.
No fucking way.
No way.
I wouldn't touch it. It's fucking disgusting.
Mm. And tickets are $27 in New York on drinkingbrostickets.com. I mean, this is fucking insane. I've never seen NFL prices this low. Usually it's shit, man. At a minimum for like the last row to get in is usually like $85. Lowers are $150, $175. What is going on? I mean, people are literally just giving up their tickets and putting them on windshields here. No, I don't bet this. But it's probably one of those games where Rodgers, you know, lights it up on accident and he thinks he's back, and then he'll be on McAfee and say that he changed some things in his yurts or something like that, and whatever. Next up, though, this is the fucking game. This is the 1 o'clock game, dude.
The fucking Sunday night game. This should have been flexed.
Sure should have, dude. Ravens at the Steelers. Ravens 7-3. Steelers 7-2. Baltimore -3. This is exactly the line I would have guessed walking into this thing. Fantastic game. Who you got, Derek?
I'm going to take Pittsburgh.
Ooh. Okay. Mm-mm.
Listen, let me tell you something. This fucking game, I've been in that locker room when this game fucking matters. There was no game when I was in Denver where I felt like, I'm talking about the fucking owner comes down to the fucking locker room and starts talking and hyping guys up before the game in Baltimore. Like, this game fucking matters. And guys go out there and try to fucking kill each other. And it's serious. Like, they don't fuck around with this rivalry. So it's going to be a great fucking game. I really do. I think Pittsburgh can win this game. And I know they can.
Okay. Who you got, D'Anthony?
You can hold Derrick Henry to under 75, 80 yards rushing. You'll win the game.
Yeah. Derrick, well, if I was 10 foot taller.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, you know, what you have to do, but with Highsmith out, I think there's just too much pressure on the Steelers front seven now with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry running the ball. They'll win the game. They might grind it out, but I think three is fine. Maybe 2.5 is smarter, but I don't care. I'm just going to roll with 3. I don't feel like losing the points.
I'm kicking it down 0.5. I'm taking Baltimore. You know the rules on here. If I cannot push, I'll do that. So I'm going to kick it down. Take Baltimore -2. In a half, but it's going to be a great game either way, and the spread is probably exactly where it should be here. Next up, though, is this the game of the week, century, life? For me, it is, yeah. It is Falcons, my beloved Atlanta Falcons, against the Denver Broncos, those fucking losers. And Denver's favored in this one?
They should be.
-2.5, Derek?
Denver's playing .500 ball.
I'll fucking be there, and so will the no-fly zone.
Are you going to be at this game?
Whole Super Bowl 50 secondary will be there, and I'm gonna fucking go too.
Maybe we should go.
God damn it. I'd love to, dude. Just to see all you guys like watch this team and lose in person. Fuck, that'd be great. For me personally, like just as a fan, obviously, and as your friend, because you need some humility in your life. Fuck. Look, I'm not the biggest fan of Kirk Cousins. We all know that. However, every other week he's good. Last week he was not. This week he will be. I'm going to take the Falcons plus the 2.5 in this one.
He's playing lights out. They're like number two in everything.
Who?
Denver defense.
Look, the defense has been great. And I think that's why Denver is even at 5-5 right now. Because the offense is not that great. They're
terrible, though.
They're not terrible, but they're not great either, man. And look, Bo Nix is way better than fucking Caleb Williams, so at least you guys did that right. Who are you taking in this one, Dan?
Nah.
Really?
Denver. Dan, you better fucking take Denver.
You've got to break this tie, dude. Break it.
If I was going to take anybody, it would be Atlanta, because Cousins is going to be good in an off week.
He's going to throw two picks to pass.
That will not surprise me, Derek. He could throw two picks, okay? This is going to be a 17-13 game. Falcons will win this. It's not going to be pretty, and it's not going to be pretty for you guys, but I hope you have fun together. And that's all that matters, because you guys were champions. I just don't think this team will ever be, and then they certainly won't get to 10 wins. But for me, and as a Falcons fan, and our bet personally, this fucking Let's Ride tattoo that mm-hmm. I've got to get on my ass, or yours, I need this game.
Is everybody healthy for Denver? Because they are a top 5 defense statistically right now.
I think they are, right, Derek?
Yes, they're healthy.
Yeah, they're healthy there. So shit, dude.
Mile High, Bijan.
Say it.
Yeah, I'll take the Broncos.
Oh, let's you go. What? Fuck! Come on, dude. I don't feel good.
I think Denver will be able to neutralize Bijan Robinson.
They got a good defense.
And it's going to be a lot of pressure on Kirk Cousins. And usually when he's under pressure, that's not a good thing.
Mooney and London have had good years. Pitts has had a good year.
Though. Like those are all three, like Pitts, especially Pitts and what's his nuts? Drake London. They are fucking good.
They are. The problem is Drake London keeps getting hurt at halftime with a weird injury like every fucking game.
Yeah.
I don't know what his deal is, but
what his deal is,
good for a half.
He needs to take Tessamorelin or something.
Maybe.
Something. Fucking some kind of peptide to make his body repair itself better because he's fucked up right now.
Yeah, and then give that to Derek and his teammates after this loss because they're going to have to repair. A lot of healing going on for you guys after this loss. Next up is Seahawks at the 49ers. This is San Francisco -6.5. Derek, who you got?
San Francisco, if McCaffrey's back.
Yeah, I agree, man. If McCaffrey is back, which I think he is, right? Did they say yes? Did they give us a fucking definitive answer on that one?
Let's see her.
I don't know for sure until Friday.
Yeah, he's not. He has no listing, which means he's playing.
Okay. Because imagine him with Mason, because Mason's had a good year. And if they're splitting time, too, holy shit, man. You could chew down this clock. Defense is great.
I mean, it opens up the full playbook again because Shanahan likes to throw, even when they have the run game going with McCaffrey, he likes to throw Debo back there sometimes. So Debo's healthy. Kittle's questionable, but he's going to play. Pearsall's in. Juwan Jennings is in. Obviously, Alex out for the year. But this is as healthy as they've been all season since Ayuk went out. So
yeah.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine.
I think they'll be fine, too. And I think this is they win by one score.
I honestly think they might fucking blow this out.
I hope so, because I'm betting it. And I'm going to bet it pretty heavily. Next up, man, ooh, why is this not the fucking night game either? Chiefs at Bills?
Why the fuck is Cincinnati LA the fucking, I don't get it. This one or the Pittsburgh Baltimore game should be, and it's a no brainer.
Yeah. And we're at that point in the season where you can flex this game, right?
Yeah. They can flex
it. After week eight. Yeah. I think, or after week seven, it's 7 or 8.
Jesus Christ, man. That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Either Steelers, Ravens, or this one, like, the undefeated Chiefs, at the Bills, and the Bills are favored. Derek, who you got? This is Buffalo -2.
I think Buffalo's going to hand him that first L.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Look at that coming out of the gates.
Yeah, they've got to lose at some point. I think this might be it. Going to Buffalo, it's the weather's actually pretty nice, so that's not a problem. Not that Kansas City doesn't mind playing in the weather, obviously, mm-hmm. but
city fucking sucks.
It just makes it like fucking your bones hurt. Being on the road and bad weather, it's just the two things. Yeah, I think the Bills probably win this.
Yeah, Josh Allen, for whatever reason, gets up for the Chiefs, and then he ends up losing at the last fucking second there. But he's pulled out a couple of these. And the Chiefs, I said this before with a few college teams on the college show, Derek. I just don't think you can win by one score every single game and then not get tripped up by a good team on the road. So I'm with you, and I like this -2 because it probably is a last-second field goal at the end for one of these teams. I'm actually taking Buffalo as well, shockingly. Fuck. Wasn't expecting that today. Next up, we got Bengals at the Chargers. This is the night game. This shouldn't be a night game. Tickets are $44. I'm drinking for those tickets. What is going on in the NFL? Look, Chargers -1.5. Who you got, Derek?
Taking the Chargers. They got the #1 defense.
Okay.
Bengals don't have an offensive line. It's just...
Yep.
Taking the Chargers too?
Yep. I would take them up to 3, probably.
Okay.
So they're going to be fucking turned up.
Yeah. There is surprisingly Bengals fans that travel. There might be more in this stadium for the Chargers. I'm not kidding. Than Chargers fans for this. So for that reason, give me the Bengals in this one. Burrow, if you look at Burrow's numbers, he's got 24 touchdowns and four picks.
Hold on a second. I'm going to tell you why people – here's why you get turned up for a night game. Because you know it's not for the fans. It's because every fucking other player around the league is done playing, and you know they're all watching you. You know that all of your fucking – all the people around the league that you've – you know, whatever you want to call that. Your peers are all watching you. That's why you fucking turn up for primetime games. It's not because the fans or this and that. And no, it's because you know that these motherfuckers are watching you. So you got a ball.
Yeah, I agree. And Burrow's been able to do it primetime all of his career. And for that reason, I'm taking the Bengals plus these points here. Probably money line, to be honest with you. 1.5 is not going to do anything for me. At the end of the day, and it really is a must-win game. This will take them to 5-6, or they'll be 4-7, and it's over at that point. So, for that reason, I'm going with the Bengals, just because I don't think the Chargers will be able to keep up points-wise. Last but not least, the Monday night game. This looked good before the season started. Does not look good anymore. Texans at Cowboys. This is Houston minus 7.5. No Dak Prescott, as a quick reminder here. And this one, Cooper Rush is starting again. Derek, who you got?
This is how you know the NFL is so fucked and stupid. Because if you really wanted your ratings to be as high as you possibly could get them, you would flex the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game to that Sunday night game, and then you would flex the Kansas City-Buffalo game to Monday night and get this fucking trash fucking Dallas team out of there, because they are fucking garbage. And the Texans are going to whip their ass.
Yeah, I think the Texans are going to win big in this one. I believe, though, Derek, there is no rule to flex a Monday night game.
Really?
I think it's just a Sunday night game. So they can't do it in this one. They're stuck.
Now you can flex Thursday, too, can't you?
You can now.
Yeah, Thursday and month to Sunday or whatever.
But you can't do the Monday night game. It's set in stone, and I think... it's because ESPN bought the rights for Monday for a long time. It's one of those bullshit things. So, but yeah, I'm with you. I think the Texans win handily in this one. I don't think the Cowboys care about life anymore.
No, I mean, they're angling for draft. This isn't talking shit. They should absolutely be trying to get the best possible draft pick at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what they should be angling towards. There's no fucking reason to do anything else. And every team in the league has at least two wins, so they're not far away from being... They'll definitely, if they just keep fucking sucking, which doesn't seem to be a problem for them,
yep.
You know, they should be right there in the bottom third of the league.
Yeah, and Texans need it, man. I think if they fall to 6-5, that would hurt. Mm. Look, I know there's been a shit ton of injuries there, so I'm not blaming the Texans, but they need this game as well, so I think they run it up, and I think they win this handily. And I hate to keep saying this, but tickets are $30. On DrinkingBrosTickets.com for a Dallas Cowboys game. My God. But, you know, the city will be hyped because Mike Tyson will have knocked out Jake Paul on Friday night. So, should be fun all the way around. Derek, who do you got on your podcast this week? Who do you got on Wolf Untamed?
That's a really great question. It's Bear Hanlon.
Oh, sweet. We love Bear Hanlon.
Yeah, Bear's awesome. He's a former SEAL. He played
Born
football.
Primitive.
Owns a company called Born Primitive, and they are they've tried to raise $5 million. Pay off medical debt for veterans, and that's just to me. So 100% of their proceeds in the last couple of days, they've just dumped that straight into taking care of some veterans' medical debt. But they set out with the goal of $5 million, and I think they're really close, so they're getting there.
That's awesome. And what time and date is that drop? Let everyone know.
It drops every Tuesday. Well, like for a special like this one, since it was Veterans Day, we did it on Monday, but. Yeah, usually on Tuesdays we drop it. So you can check it out on YouTube and anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Awesome. Big fan. Enjoy your teammates this weekend. Enjoy the meal and all that other fun stuff because you won't be getting a victory there against the Falcons. Appreciate you being here. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify, just a 5-star. And you can walk away and bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. D'Anthony and I will be live here with Drinking Bros podcast on Patreon here in about 10 minutes. Tulsi Gabbard just got a big position there, which we will talk about.
So did Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz
did too.
Attorney General.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
It is full on.
Whoa.
It is full on. They're going to war at this point.
I had the games up. I was not cons. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That is shocking.
I'm just, my phone's just blowing up.
I mine is two, and I didn't know why, and I don't like to check my phone during the shows. So I focus on you guys, dude. I give it my fucking all.
I don't care about you guys at all.
I know you don't. I do.
Not just in the room, but anybody.
Yeah.
Maybe Derek a little bit.
For the record then, Derek, we've had Tulsi Gabbard on this year. Matt Gaetz was on last year. Mm-hmm. We had
Mike Waltz,
the new, yeah. I mean, everybody who's been on the podcast. Maybe it's us, dude. Maybe we're getting people fucking
good time.
Yeah, dude. They come on the show and then they fucking blow up. Let's go, dude. Let's go.
That's Derek's about to be wild. Named.
I know. Derek, are you doing so? Are you working with Trump?
I think Trump is planning on, by the way, restarting the presidential fitness thing again. And Derek would be a great guy for that.
The JFK thing?
Yeah, it started under JFK.
Yeah.
Reagan did it. Reagan's guy was fucking Arnold.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, it's Hogan.
Oh my God! I hope
he's a
so.
Little he's a little old for it. I mean, when Arnold did it, he was like in his late 40s. I think Hogan's like 70.
Yeah, they should definitely let me do.
Yeah, 100%. I'll
Cody Perkins.
It should be you and AB.
He's got to talk like JFK though.
Oh, JFK or RFK?
No, JFK.
Oh, okay, yeah. So
I don't know if anybody can do the RFK.
Well, you got to Derek. I think you
Tyler
should
can
be
do it.
Drinking raw milk. Raw milk, Derek, is where you need to be. Yeah, he's the only one left now, right? Shit. We'll talk about that on Drinker Bros here in a minute. That's a shocker to me. Sorry. I forgot where I was for a second. Appreciate you tuning in. For Anthony Holloway, Derek Wolf, Ross Patterson, this is the NFL Prediction Show. Good night, everyone.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything. From brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast.